pumpkin seeds.
I like it.
We're enjoying this some baked goods.
Was this the brown butter again?
No, I messed it up. I forgot to brown it. I just stuck it in there.
Okay, my
kids. So is white butter.
But I did add in some maple syrup. So.
I mean, it's not bad. It's a little grainy, but I mean, honestly, the cookies are so flavorful that I honestly don't think they need it, really.
See, I didn't do it all of them because I was like, I remember Crystal saying last year that they weren't, they didn't need them.
No, there's so much flavor in these cookies. It's crazy.
Sorry, guys, we're talking about some cookies I made today.
We're a baking show now.
Because we're fat. We love stuff. Okay.
Seriously, these are so good.
Okay, so hi, everybody.
If only
everybody.
You need us.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey. Hi.
We're finally.
I don't think anyone heard
so
that.
So I'm Crystal.
I'm Joy.
I'm Anna. And our special guest today is...
My name's Eric.
Crystal's baby brother, Eric, is here to talk about our episode of A Gifted Man, which we're finally getting to. Woo! Months later.
Is it, has it been months?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh my god.
It was probably like beginning of August.
Oh my god. So it's long. October almost.
We've been really busy, okay? People getting new jobs, people getting all kinds of stuff.
People being on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
People getting surgery now.
Yeah.
Big anyways. Stuff.
We should try to fit in one more before.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I think we can
okay,
do that.
So we'll do that when we, yeah.
So
okay.
We were thinking we're going to do this. Oh, we don't need to talk about this on here.
Oh, no, we, I think we already did. We did talk about how we were talking about how we want to make these episodes every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then with what we're watching, like the Project Runway, So You Think You Can Dance, the
check-ins.
The reality shows, we'll check in with those weekly, and then maybe once a month doing a what we're watching now.
Okay, I like that idea. But really, all those shows are kind of going to be over. So
we'll have some
summery
gaps.
Shows. So like we'll have the fall, we'll be able to catch up. And
yeah. So we're hoping to get on a more
steady
schedule. I'm having surgery in a week and a half, so it's going to get a little wonky, but then we'll get back on track.
I started a new job, so I'm going to be at work all the time, like today, where I didn't get out of work until almost an hour later. That was fun.
But you're kicking ass and taking names, so.
Making dollar bills, yo!
Dollar bills, yo!
Okay, so.
And now when anyone comes to me, I'm so excited for the first moment that someone asks me, can I speak to the manager? And I'm going to be like, I am the manager! Yes! I can't wait for that moment. That's really what I'm waiting for. And I'll be like, can I speak to a manager? I'm displeased. Can I speak to a manager? Bitch, I am the manager!
Oh, my God, I can't.
It's going to be a good moment.
That's going to be a good moment. I'm super excited. Super excited.
Try not to, like, freak out too much.
I know. I'm going to be like, I am the manager.
Also, we really badly want to do a getting to know you episode where we're asking each other some questions.
No, it's a getting to know you.
Getting to know all about you.
No, is that glitching?
You're glitching.
Probably.
I feel like it's a little slow. It's lagging, but it's still going.
Okay.
We're still working. We're good. Okay, anyways, task at hand.
So we are talking about A Gifted Man, episode 12 of the first season and the only season.
Because
we
canceled.
Learned, it's called In Case of Blind Spots. Quick synopsis from, actually I got this from TV Guide because the IMDb synopsis was like a sentence long. and it says, Michael rescues a man from drowning, but the man's identity is unknown. Elsewhere, Kate realizes that she's been oblivious to the problems facing a girl she's mentoring. So, Crystal, you've seen the show?
Mm-hmm, I have. I watched it when it aired on CBS. Mm-hmm. It was on Friday night, so that's when all the shows go to die.
Right.
That's really true, though. My mom and I watched it, and it was fine. I mean, I typically don't watch those type of shows, but I was intrigued by the idea of him seeing his dead wife and how that affected his life.
Shut up. You just spoiled it for me.
You didn't know that?
Well, it doesn't really explain it.
It doesn't explain it.
She's literally in two scenes in the entire episode.
We'll get to that. Sorry.
Yeah, I have thoughts on that.
Same.
But I remember watching the pilot because I love Patrick Wilson. I think he's brilliant.
Who's Patrick Wilson?
The main guy.
No, I know.
Okay.
No, the dead wife.
And then she wasn't in the episode.
No, it's Jennifer Ely.
She wasn't in the episode, but the girl who plays his sister.
Mm-hmm. Julie something, right? Julie Benz?
Julie Benz, thank you. She was on Dexter, and I loved her on Dexter. So when I found out they were going to be doing a show together, I was like, oh, I'm in. And then I never caught it again. I caught the pilot and never again.
That happens.
You didn't miss nothing, honestly.
Okay.
I can tell.
Really? Because, like, okay, so one thing that I really, really noticed is that, like, it has that same arrangement and that same pattern as, like, Law & Order, SVU, mm-hmm. a lot of those Protocol. Crime shows. Yeah. Where it's like, here's a vague beginning. Here's a problem. And,
Just like a me twist in the middle. By
happenstance, we're gonna fix it.
Yeah.
Like, and he just there's happens a twist. To be running by where the guy yeah. is in the water.
And then there's a twist. And, it. Oh, something you think is not gonna happen. But then it actually figures itself out.
And I
out.
Think that's what I... Because I didn't think the show was gonna be like that initially. So I watched it, and then I was like, oh, this is like every other show I don't want to watch. So.
Yeah. Which, like, Law & Order SVU, I'll watch all the time.
But, this like, and a Stabler for life. But anyways.
So, okay. So the show opens up with the basketball court, and Dr. Kate...
My favorite thing about sports is, like, in any scene with any sport, everyone's like, okay, let's go. And that's what anyone says. And that's perfect. Like, if you don't know what's happening, okay, let's go. And you'll be into the scene.
So...
That's what she says.
The... For those who don't know, The West Wing is, like, my favorite show ever. And they do... Fans have called it, like, tech specs, where a character starts giving off just a bunch of... jargon of that we don't understand but is relevant to them mm. or somehow government specs or the president likes to give off like one episode he's talking about a recipe for turkey and he's just listing the recipe and so we call them tech specs and Dr. Kate gives us some med specs in that first scene. She's just listing all of these things that could happen and what could happen and blah 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 and I was like West Wing. It made my heart a little flutter.
I was surprisingly intrigued by the show. I like the idea of it. I feel like it's something that my mom would watch. And I feel like it's something that I would watch with her. Just because, like, it's there.
That's what I did.
And it's, like, it's not amazing. But it's alright.
There's worse things on TV.
There's worse things on TV. I'll definitely watch it because I like the story. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. I wrote, I love Margot Martindale. She makes me feel like she could be my mom and give me a great hug.
Everything she's on, she's great in.
She steals scenes. She is a scene stealer.
Yeah. I really just want a hug from her and to be told it's going to be
which is so weird because, like, I do not want a hug from her because I know her from The Americans and I don't want her to come anywhere near me, but I also respect her immensely. Like, she is just flawless. This actress just needs to win awards. More awards.
She has, hasn't she? Well,
she just won the Emmy.
She did?
She did?
Well, no, that was another one. I'm so sorry.
No.
Because if she won the Emmy, that was for The Americans, and I would have
that.
Known
was that. Homegirl from The Handmaid's Tale. My bad.
Yes.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Mara Martindale. Yeah. I just wrote sass. Because that's all we...
Yeah, she's great.
She's great at that, and she should never stop doing that.
She's another one of those actress that's, like, not a main actress, but she's always... She elevates...
Absolutely, scenario. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She, whenever you see her in something, you're like, oh, that's good. That's
exactly. At least her quality. Scenes in it are gonna be good.
Yeah.
Like, even when she's Nick's mom, a new girl, she's fantastic.
She was. She can do and the I didn't comedy. Realize.
She can do the drama.
She's so versatile.
I didn't realize she was Nick's mom until I saw that, and I was like, oh.
So, who are you? I don't like you. Your ads are too big. Love her. She's great.
I feel like this is gonna be me as an old lady. Who are you? I don't like you.
Bye. That's you right now.
That's true.
It's gonna be worse as you get older.
Oh, it's gonna be bad.
Okay, sorry.
Help
Continue.
Me, Jesus. I thought it was super funny that, like, Kate walks into the scene. Her hair is perfectly styled and curled, and it's just one of those, like, such a TV thing that, like, oh, I'm a doctor, and I run around the hospital all day, but my hair is perfectly styled because I get up 3 hours early
and, like,
to do
perfect
it.
Perfect curls. You
yeah,
know?
I'm like, and is put it up in, like, a bun or something because that's not realistic.
So I haven't seen the whole thing, so I wrote, is it just me, or did that hug with Dr. Kate make him feel some things?
It did, but I didn't like that. I felt like that was forced.
I'm not gonna lie.
I felt
you.
Like I didn't see it on her side. I saw it on his side, but not on hers. Hers seemed genuine. His seemed like, ooh, romantic.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't remember.
Eric, do you remember if they get together at the end?
No. I just remember, like, I didn't like when mostly they
She's married,
tried
though.
To convey something, they would shaky cam, and that's not really great in special professional TV.
It's supposed to be professional TV. It's not.
Professional TV.
It's on CBS, so I'm guessing this is
like the old people network. They don't care.
They don't care. No, they don't care. I think shaky cam is going to get them a little nauseous, though. Like, they got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, I don't like shaky cam anyway.
For old people.
But speaking of her husband, Peter Herman, who is beautiful.
Was he on the show? Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah. He... I forgot. Married to Mariska Hargitay.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And I didn't get it until the very end of the episode, and I don't know why. They were trying to go see War Horse. He had bought her tickets, and she had to cancel. He was in War Horse. He was in the original Broadway production, which I saw.
Everyone else we're rolling our eyes, by the way, when she says that.
We're all basic, and we live in Texas and don't get to see
shows. I'm not basic. I'm poor. That's where I first saw him.
If Broadway wants to, like, give us some tickets, that'd be
cool. I love how we're doing this, putting our hands over our mouths.
We're putting our hands over our mouths to whisper.
Please sponsor us.
Broadway.com, we love you.
Or just the War Horse. If you want to sponsor us, please do it.
I don't think they're on Broadway anymore, are they?
No, like the actual horse.
Of course, if you want to donate.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they got more money than me, so throw some at me.
Okay, so, like, when he jumped into the water to save that guy, obviously, it's freezing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did it... No one was putting blankets on him or, like, putting him in hot water or, like, in a steamer
or something. I didn't even think about that.
He's totally fine.
How did he get out? And to where he was.
Exactly.
A superhero. He flew... Dove in and then flew out.
Yeah, so it was a Superman thing. He's actually like a side story to like Superman, so just like he's
that's his origin story.
Wasn't he in a superhero movie?
I don't know.
I feel like he'd be one of those generic.
I never watched
like,
Watchmen.
Me either. But
Watchmen was great. Also, they're developing it for HBO.
Oh, that's right. I read that.
HBO. I'm super excited.
I feel like he was in The Watchmen.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I watched it, and I...
Have a computer, right?
So I was like, wait a minute.
I wonder. Let me look at my computer.
I watched it, but so many of them were like in like masks and costumes, and that one guy was blue, and
I
don't
heard
know.
Like they
maybe changed... he was the blue guy.
I heard they changed it a lot, and no, a lot of people didn't like it.
I liked it just... I thought it was really, really interesting. I wish I'd gotten more. I don't... Because it's a graphic novel, yeah. I don't think it was enough for just, like, one movie. It needs to be
a
series.
That's fair. That
he was in it. He played Night Owl.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Me either.
Good for you, bro.
Proud of you.
Good for you. He was also homeboy in Phantom of the Opera.
Raul.
What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not the... I was thinking the Phantom. I was like...
No.
No. That's what I know him from. Okay. That's why I was like, Patrick Wilson. Patrick Wilson. Okay.
Yes, Patrick Wilson.
All right.
Anyways, moving on.
Jennifer Ely is a ghost? ?
Yes.
And then by her second scene, I was like, she's definitely a ghost.
Okay, let's get into it.
My biggest complaint about her, so that's the whole, like.
You never complain about
that
her.
That was the whole premise of the show, was that he could see his ex.
Yeah, but
wife.
Like, it doesn't, he just sees her. Like, it doesn't elevate the story, it doesn't elevate him as a person, a character.
It didn't help him with the plot.
It didn't, so she just kind of
she was
there.
Just there.
Yeah, I was like, I wrote, I feel like she could have not been in the show and it wouldn't have made a difference.
Exactly.
She didn't help him emotionally or with the cases, so what was
he
her
just
plot?
Yeah,
I feel like
to.
It was just, like, generic. The whole thing could have functioned without her. And I feel like that's why I was thinking it has a very specific arrangement, because it's just the basis of, like, the same every other show.
Yeah.
Just like, solving things
and
working in a hospital.
They just try to add her in there to make it different.
They wanted to make it different, but they didn't do it well.
No. Bad writing. But I am guessing that's the reason why he volunteers at the clinic with Kate.
She convinces him, yeah.
Okay.
Like, you can do it, you know, you used to be this blah, blah, blah guy. And because when she dies, he, like, all into himself, and he's like, I'm going to make money, and I'm a...
That's why he was working at the
and that's why he was a little rude about the lemon squares. They may have tasted bad, but he didn't have to be a jerk about it. I was very hurt for poor dude.
So yeah.
Hector! Oh my God. What's his
the actor's name?
Yes. I put a question mark to it and I was gonna look it up and I forgot.
Hector played like a pedophile in SVU, that's where I remember from.
No, he's been in like so many movies and stuff. He's always like the little side character note person, like he was in the show.
Is his real name Hector or character name?
No, character name. I want to know his real name. Also, the first person I saw...
Adrian Martinez.
There you go. I clearly wasn't paying attention to Patrick Wilson. Was Emo and Morris. Because he was a doctor in ER. Which, what's his real name? Because I don't remember that either.
Which, Huntington's disease is very popular on, like, medical shows. Because it's not a very, like, super well-known disease. But it's, like, debilitating and life like it
life threatening.
Mm-hmm. Not like it'll eventually kill you. Mm-hmm. It's one of those diseases you just live with until you die. Because I know it was on House. It was on a few other medical.
It felt, yeah, when the beginning where they were, like, trying to figure out, like, ooh, what's wrong with him? He's kind of going blind, blah, 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 whatever. I was like, this feels very House to me.
But yeah, like, it did.
But, like,
I agree.
Like, trying to play on that, but not.
Because that was a big storyline in House, was one of the doctors had Huntington's in her family, and she was, like, not wanting to get tested, because once
you know.
You can't do anything about it. You just know you're going to die.
Anyways.
But I did call him quitting.
ER! Okay. No, I'm getting it.
Okay, yeah. I loved ER. I watched ER growing up. He was on it, and he was
Eric something?
Yes!
Yes! 2 seconds, I got it.
The black doctor.
Google!
His name is Eric.
There was more than one black doctor on there. There was...
No, the one who had the disease. Or supposedly thought he had the disease.
He was in the early seasons.
Okay.
Because there was a black doctor in the late
seasons.
No, I mean
a black doctor in Gifted Man, that's what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ed Morris.
Peter Benton.
What was the actor's name?
The actor's name is Enrique LaSalle.
Oh, never mind.
Eric, E-R-I-Q.
Oh.
I love him.
He's
amazing.
Oh, also,
he's a really, really good actor, and I feel like, God, Hollywood, TV, whoever, has missed such a great opportunity, and, like, he's just so,
he's
like...
He's probably living off his ER money, though, isn't he?
Probably. I mean, he really doesn't have to do much else, because... ER was big.
I'm just sitting tight, you know?
But I also wish I could see him in more stuff, because he's one of those... He's very quiet, and he's just kind of, like, he's emotive without having to do too much.
Yeah.
He's...
Agreed.
Yeah, and he was really great, and I love seeing him on there. I was like, I need to see him.
When they walked out of that meeting with the Lemon Squares, whatever her name was, I forgot, was wearing this beautiful purple dress.
Yes,
Kate. Beautiful purple dress, I love.
Because she was going on a date.
She was supposed to go to War Horse, and then she had to go get, what's her face?
Oh my God, speaking of that storyline...
Why do coaches always have to be assholes?
That's a great question.
She must play in this game. It's her.
Even if she dies.
I don't care if she dies.
Also, that girl's in high school? She don't look like she was in high school.
What does she look like?
She looked like she was in her, like, 25.
Really?
Yeah.
She looked like she was in high school.
I thought she looked like she was in high school. I thought it was a... I thought she actually was a pretty good actress, and I thought it was a pretty good story for, like... For, like,
highlight reel? Yeah, it was a good highlight reel for her acting career.
Yeah,
good
and then, girl. Like, it felt like a really... She gave a pretty authentic performance.
I believed it.
I feel like she sounded and acted and looked like a teenager.
Yeah.
And I think it was believable. I think she did a good job. Whatever your name is, girl.
She was good. There.
You're good.
What I did think is that they tried too hard to... Was this girl in other episodes?
I don't think so.
I felt like they were trying too hard to establish this relationship between her and
they
Kate,
should have done that
and
previously.
It wasn't there. Like, I didn't feel it as much as they wanted me to.
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't have just been learning about all of their relationship in one episode. I feel like if they were actually cared about each other and she was mentoring her from a previous point.
Also, to be fair, I don't remember. It's been 2012?
Her name is Siobhan Michelle.
Good job, Siobhan.
And
good for you.
Well, we should tweet this at her.
She hasn't done a heck of a lot. She's in that Downtown Girls. I've never heard of it.
What is Downtown Girls?
I don't know.
Is it like Downton Abbey, but Downtown?
For girls?
I don't know. She's done a lot of, like, random episodes here and there of things.
Well, good for you, girl.
Probably she's got school.
Do your thing.
Movie.
Do your thing, girl. Anyway, so yeah, she's in high school, and that's, okay, sure.
That's really... all I have.
My second to last note is this show is actually not that good.
Oh, I thought the jerk guy, the one that fell into the water or whatever. I was like, he's an alcoholic, really? Like,
but the way I love that he was drinking.
What was it? Pink dinner?
Yeah.
Because that really is a thing.
I
like,
know.
People do that and like.
Don't do it, kids.
Please don't do it.
Don't do it.
Clearly. Don't do it, Eric. I see you thinking about it. Taking notes. Pain thinner.
Ooh, I can't even.
Like, can you?
That's awful.
I mean, I don't have a weak stomach, but I couldn't do that.
I have a weak stomach. I have very sensitive taste buds. If that were to cross my lips, I'd probably throw up.
She can't even smell bacon. It makes her sick.
You know what? I was looking at him, and I wrote down, is he another Baldwin brother?
No.
Because he kind of looks like it, but then I Googled him, and he's not.
No.
But I was like, he just looks like one of those generic Baldwin brothers. Like, how many brothers are there?
Too many.
There's a lot of them. Like the Hemsworths. There's just...
No, there's three. There's Chris Hemsworth, Thor, Liam Hemsworth, Gale, and then another one who's not an actor.
I don't know. I thought there was more.
Not a great actor.
I mean,
who's Ekta. That? He could be Ekta in Australia. Oh, so my last note is, why is he a gifted man exactly?
Yeah, what's his thing? Other than he can see his dead wife? Is that it? Is that why he's gifted?
Are you ready for another fun fact with Anna?
Facts? Oh. With Anna? What's our facts? What facts do we have, Anna?
Fun fact, the actress who played Crazy Drunk Man's sister, Helene York, is currently dating Bobby Flay.
That is a random fact.
She was a Broadway actress, so
that's why
she was last seen in American Psycho on Broadway.
Okay, so the one good thing I did have about his ghost wife is that she wasn't constantly there. So
she literally added nothing.
Yeah. So like if this were done correctly, I think that you would only see her like once, maybe twice an episode. You wouldn't see her like every single episode.
Because well, I feel like some she was twice shows, this episode.
Yeah, I feel like some shows would like.
If it was done correctly, I feel like she would have been the one that said, "There's a man in the water, go save him." Exactly. Instead of some random woman on the street.
Agreed.
How did you know she was there? How did you know he was in there? I just happened to see him. You know, you have to think on his feet of my dead wife.
They didn't do a good job of incorporating her into the storylines. No, they didn't.
And she's a fantastic actress. Like, what a waste of her talent.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah, we didn't have a lot of thoughts on the show because there wasn't much to it.
We didn't. I was really hoping to like it and want to continue watching all of it, but...
Which is super weird because whenever you picked it, I was like, I'm not going to enjoy this.
And you enjoyed it the most out of all of us.
But I liked it. I would give it a 6 out of 10. I wouldn't watch it all, but if it was on TV and I happened upon it...
Well, it's never been on TV.
I would say 4 out of 10.
I'm surprised it's actually on Netflix, because I didn't think it was that good to be on Netflix, honestly.
It's not anymore.
Well, there you go.
Oh, so they took it off Netflix. Oops.
Well, their contract with
them.
CBS show, so.
They drew me in with a...
Probably CBS app, like on the very bottom of the list. Probably
that. Under the do not watch list.
blocked, deleted apps. Yes. They just drew me in with... Because literally, at the beginning, I wrote, no idea. And the first three things I put were those three actors. The doctor from ER, Hector, and Margot Martindale.
When I watched it, I got with the actors. Kind of watching it, not really...
Paying attention?
Not really, like, invested too much. And watching it again, I was like, oh, yeah, this is not that good. Which makes me sad, because you take off the dead wife, and it's just a protocol show.
Right.
And those aren't my favorite. Mm-hmm. They get a little...
I'll watch them if they're there.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I'll watch it if it's there, but I'm not going to... actively search for it. I'm not going to take time out of my day to watch this show.
So now we have to pick our next episode. Yeah,
maybe Eric should do it because he's special.
Because he's special.
He's a special guest, is what I meant.
Well, I have the...
Did you not eat your wings?
I'll eat them for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm ready to write down the numbers and then...
I'm copying and pasting our list of thousands of shows.
Literally,
which I wonder if some are still on Hulu and all that stuff.
Well, if it's not, then we will
redraw.
We can check it right now.
You remember that one show Mom used to watch, Under the Dome?
Under the Dome.
Oh, God.
That just reminds me
of the Simpsons movie.
I really wanted to...
You're right! I never thought about that!
I really wanted to read the book, but...
Stephen King, right?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
How many books does he write a day?
The first season was pretty good. After the second, third season, it got really weird.
I believe that. That was also CBS, wasn't it? I think so, yeah.
No, I want to say it was ABC.
I feel like...
No, it could have been CBS. I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Are you ready for our show?
All right.
Next time, we will be doing an episode of The Real O'Neals.
Yay! That show's hilarious. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, the dance number.
All right, so I've never actually seen it, but I've seen, like, dance clips of it.
I'm down with this. I'm excited.
I think it's on the ABC app or Hulu, I think.
ABC.
Yeah.
Yay! Or it's probably on both.
It's about a little kid who's gay and comes out to his parents or something.
There's two seasons.
Yes. The Real... Oops, I can't spell.
Oops, can't spell.
And the kid on The Real O'Neals, fun fact, is going to be playing Evan Hansen and Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway.
Really?
He's taking over for Ben Platt in November, and then Taylor Trench will take over for him I think beginning of the year. Taylor Hearn just phenomenal.
I showed both of you the
dance.
I finally have a boyfriend. Love it.
Everything was in beautiful primary colors.
It's gonna last forever.
Shout out to Georgia Hardstark, co-host of the My Favorite Murder podcast. If you're listening to this, I love you and you're my favorite. Okay, bye.
Did you say Carstark?
Carstark.
Yes, you're right. Correct.
It's some. Yeah. When
did
I
you
first
know who
Carstark
was?
I watched those Epic History videos. I know. Well, I kind of know.
They're all dead now. But I mean, it was nice while it lasted.
Well, you said that made me think of that picture of the dinosaur that says all my friends.
All my friends are dead.
There's a book.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah.
I think it was a meme for a while, too. Okay. So, she said two seasons, right? So, we're checking the season and then the, right?
Episode.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Please don't cut your hand. I feel like you're cutting very,
I'm
like...
I'm going to cut my hand.
Like a...
I have other hands. It's fine.
You have more hands? More than two hands?
Yeah. Like SpongeBob. They just grow out like that.
You're a sponge.
All right. Eric, pick a season. Read the number.
There are 13 episodes in season 1.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, you said?
Si, senora.
Okay.
Is this the show that Matt Myra writes for? No, he writes for The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs, yeah.
I get those two
Which
shows
that show
confused.
Was very funny too, actually.
Shout out to Matt Myra.
Yeah, they're both pretty funny. But I think The Real O'Neill got canceled, right?
I think so.
Aww. Yeah. All the good stuff, though.
That looks like an N, but it's an 11, so sorry. I'm excited. I like musical shows. Well, I mean, I did until Glee ruined it for me.
Oh my god, are we gonna have a bitch about Glee episode?
Oh my god.
We talked about that. So if anyone wants to actually listen to that, like, let us know. I doubt it, but I mean, I'll do it anyways.
Season 1, episode.
Eleven.
Is it the end?
Yes, the end.
Episode 11. Which is called. The Real Other Woman.
Ooh. All right. I'm ready. I'm excited.
All right,
so
guys.
So it's on Hulu?
It's on one of them. It's probably on Hulu. I don't think it's on Netflix. If not, then we'll buy it on iTunes.
We'll figure it out.
99 cents.
I'm excited.
Okay, guys. So that's it for this episode.
We're finally doing our episodes.
We'll get the other one on here before next weekend.
Hopefully.
That's the goal anyway.
We'll get it up before October 9th.
We definitely got to do it before then.
We should, definitely have, put on the calendar, our goals and have this by this day. Blah,
yes.
Blah, blah. Yeah.
Hashtag goals.
Yes. We are better about it, for sure, but we'll need to be even better.
We're adults. Right.
But anyways, thanks for listening.
Those of you who are listening.
We appreciate you.
Janie's listening.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi, Janie.
Shout out again. You're the most famous of the podcast.
You really are.
Very true. Our only listener.
Okay, so...
And my mom, when she figures out how to listen.
Share with your friends, Eric.
Eric, you have friends? Share.
Yeah, you're young. You have friends.
Follow us on Twitter at WeHaveThoughts3, the number three.
Uno, dos, tres.
We tweet a lot, and we're getting pretty good at it.
Yeah,
so.
We're getting better.
We have 7 followers, guys.
We have 7.
Oh,
I saw that today.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
That's amazing.
I mean, 3 of them are us, but...
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I don't count us, but there's still 7.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
That sucks. Okay, thanks for listening.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.